We are mostly live and completely local. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. We're live at Charlie's Restaurant and Diner and Emporium and Whorehouse right here on Belmont Street in the city of Brockton.
I didn't know about that part.
Oh, it's really nice.
You're a little young.
Yeah. A couple of English muffins. And then...
That's code word.
Yeah.
That's code.
That's it. Yeah. Then they bring them up from the back. Mitzi. Little Oriental girl. Very nice.
Gloria.
Yeah. Gloria? She's cheesy.
No, I don't know any Gloria.
She smells like cheese.
Huh?
Gloria smells like cheese.
But a fine cheese. Fine aged cheese.
Gouda?
Yeah.
Hey,
Pete. Oh, help me, please.
This is awful. This is David Casella joins us. I'm sorry for actually identifying you at this juncture.
Yeah.
And also Peter Zimbor.
I just got here. What's going on?
Nothing, Pete.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Nothing.
Peter, I'm going to ask you a question that they probably ask you at the pearly gates when you die. How do you want your eggs?
I would like them scrambled with ketchup.
The ketchup thing again.
It's going to be a recurring theme every Wednesday.
How do you pronounce that thing with that you put cream cheese on it or lox? How do you pronounce that?
It's a bagel.
A tasty bagel.
And where did you learn how to pronounce this?
If he gets more than three... Yeah. He needs a bag.
A bag of bagels.
You know, yes. I have to say, there are certain words that the way you're saying them and the way I'm saying them, it sounds the same to me in my head, but everyone tells me that it's not.
It's snot.
It is snot. It's total snot.
Snot.
The way totally you say not. It, it's total snot. Here comes the food from Charlie's restaurant. Oh, wow. Look at that.
I'll get you some.
Look at all these sausages.
Once again, this is breakfast provided by Charlie's.
They're so nice here.
Here in Brockton.
Aren't they wonderful?
On Belmont Street.
Man.
Right at the entrance to Brockton High School.
David, I noticed that last time we did this, last week, you had egg whites only.
I did.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
All right.
I'm all right.
Just saying.
No, I'm celebrating today.
Yay, party.
No, today's a day of celebration.
Yeah.
Today's my brother Stevie's birthday.
Oh, that's right. And what does your brother Stevie do?
Stevie?
Yeah.
He's in entertainment.
And what does he do in entertainment?
Adult film.
Adult film?
Well, yeah.
Peter?
I've got nothing to add.
And
it's his birthday?
Has he had any
adult film accolades, any titles that anyone would recognize?
Well, yes, he has. Hold on, please. I keep them on my cellular phone.
Oh, you've got it, actually.
Well, I have his entire video collection on my phone.
Peter, I didn't get the script this morning, did you?
it's fine.
Okay. No. So you have him on your phone?
Peter is a little young, because most of the performances that Stevie did was...
Kind of pushing that fact today, aren't you?
Late 80s.
Oh, okay. Chicka Bow Wows?
Yeah, Indiana Steve and the Temple of Poon.
The Temple of Poon, I remember that.
Remember that one?
I sure do.
It's a classic.
I saw it so many times.
Yeah. You know, you have no idea what a beating I'm going to take when I see him next year.
I think I have a very good idea.
Perhaps you've seen...
What else has he done?
No, but in some video we saw the beatings that some chick gave him.
Well...
What else has Stevie done?
Perhaps you've seen the Italian-made film.
Oh, was that?
The Master Blaster.
Yes, I did see that.
Followed soon thereafter by Return of the Master Blaster, of course. Yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, the classic Reverend Spank You trilogy. So, in any event, can we just do a happy birthday, Stevie?
Sure, please.
Happy birthday, Stevie. And happy we love birthday. You. No, actually, one of the greatest guys that you'd ever want to meet.
So he's not in porn?
Well, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I won't confirm or deny that.
He's going to have a porno chick blow out his candles.
Where's Gloria?
Seriously.
I'm just
making cheese.
This is disgusting today.
Thank you.
We're at Charlie's Diner on Belmont Street. We're here on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9, entertaining the troops. It's like a bad USO show.
just a bad show in general.
In general, yeah. Why specify? Here's something about the good people at Charlie's Diner.
Have you been to Charlie's Diner and Restaurant yet? Let me tell you what you're missing. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., Charlie's is serving the best home-cooked meals. Start your day with a gourmet omelet or homemade corned beef hash, or check out the breakfast special. From 6 to 8 a.m., you get two eggs any style, toast and home fries, and your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage, and it's just $3.59. That's fantastic. Or come in for their dinner menu, featuring dinners under $10, fresh seafood, soups and chowders, hearty salads, burgers and sandwiches, pasta, steak, and chicken entrees, all great values, all cooked and served to order. Charlie's is family-owned and has been delighting the South Shore since 1993, and now they're conveniently located at 708 Belmont Street in Brockton, Route 123, right at the entrance to Brockton High School. Call them at 508-580-9844. Charlie's Diner and Restaurant, your new favorite place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hold up there, Bunky. Where do you think you're going? This episode of The Ron Van Dam Show has two parts.
Actually, it has just one part, and we're going to stay in the part. David Casella is here.
I didn't get that script either.
I know. No. It just went into the next thing by itself. Guys.
We are podcast professionals. We don't have to worry about this stuff.
PODcast. Chocolate milk, huh, kid?
Every time you say that, yeah, chocolate milk, my friend.
You're right. He is younger.
Is that chocolate milk, or is that Yoo-Hoo?
It's chocolate milk. I know the difference.
Oh, Yoo-Hoo. I love Yoo-Hoo.
I don't like Yoo-Hoo. Too watery. I don't like watery chocolate.
It's better for you.
It's not the same.
You want to live as long as I have?
Drink the Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah. The calcium that I get with real milk.
And buy the Reverend Spank You videos.
While you drink the chocolate milk. All right.
Baby.
Let's talk some stuff.
Why do you say P-O-D cast? You won't say pod.
No.
P-O-D was the name of a late 90s
I know.
Rap metal band.
I realize that.
It was?
Yes, they had like, you know, two big years, and then they just sort of went away. The last time I saw POD on the news, they were doing a story on, there was a story on CBS Evening News about parents who named their kids traditional Christian names, biblical names, and they interviewed the lead singer of POD, who apparently named his children some biblical names for this news story. But they did not reference at all that he was the lead singer of POD. And I was like, wow, just a few years ago, that guy was all over the radio. And now he's just some random guy in a CBS Evening News story.
Ruining the future of his children.
Right. Ruining the future of his children.
Well, thank you, Moses.
Man, oh man.
And Moses.
You know, in the business world, POD means paid on delivery, you know.
This is, they stood for payable on death. I Googled
ooh,
that.
Ooh, yeah, that's harsh, man.
That's a little bit late.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm not going to cash that check.
No, baby.
Nope.
No. Yeah. I say POD because I don't like the word pod because it's like things that beans are in, and it's like where you keep your extra storage stuff and you can't fit it in your house because your wife is a hoarder.
Is that what it is? Really?
That's what a pod is.
I know what a pod is.
Well, then what are you questioning?
No, I didn't know that there was, I don't know.
A what?
Something going on in your mind about that.
No. What are you talking about?
I mean, it bothers you, the word. But everybody uses the word.
I don't like it.
Pod, cast.
I don't care, I don't like it. So I say POD. But I didn't know there was a musical group by that name. I kind of did, but I didn't know it was that popular.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
She did give you my sausages, by the way.
She sure did.
You have a mountain of sausage on
yours
your plate.
Yours are a lot more tasty than mine.
Some would say that Gloria gives us everyone sausages.
Thank you, Gloria.
You know what I might do is walk around to the other tables and hand out sausages to people as a parting gift.
I'm sure that the clientele here at Charlie's on Belmont Street at the entrance of Brockton High School would appreciate it if you were to do that.
I think
Peter
so,
too. Peter and I are going to go hide in the back while you do that.
Why? It's a nice gesture.
And finish it.
I'll show you a nice gesture.
Hey, buddy, what's that in your hand there? It's my sausage, mister. Want
it? It's my sausage, and I'll hit if I want to. Who sang that song?
Leslie Gore.
That's right. Go. Oh, the kid got it. The kid got it.
Booyah, Zimbor.
See? All right. Hey, it's only like a couple of weeks before school starts.
I graduated, man. I'm not going back.
Really?
Oh, no.
I think you are.
I am not going back.
You actually had to go to law school.
I did. I had to go. My country called me, and I well, you know what? I served. I went.
Thank you for your service.
I did my duty.
Thank you for doing for your duty.
You're welcome.
Peter's hitting the ketchup again.
Peter.
Why don't you just, like, suck on the bottle and throw some fruit into it?
Put a little nipple on that thing.
Seriously.
For God's sakes.
Have some fun. All right, let's do some news stories.
You're like a Teresa Hines bitch. Look at you. This is just...
Teresa Hines bitch.
Yeah, she's got to be loving you. Yeah, man. There it is, Hunts.
You're keeping her whole company alive.
Is Hunts Hines? No.
No, it's not.
No, Hunts
bitch. Is Teresa a hunt?
All right, that's enough.
No, I wanted to know.
Yeah, it got very quiet when you said that, too.
What? What did I do? Just talking ketchup.
There's a possible breakthrough in cancer research. Did you know this?
No. What are you laughing about? This is good stuff.
Seriously. Several scientists are testing gold to diagnose and treat cancer. Gold.
Gold?
Yeah.
Who's that actor that does the gold investment commercials?
I do not know.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. He comes on late at night riding his horse on his huge estate and says...
Montel?
No. I did very well in my life. And
I have no idea.
You know, do you watch television at all?
Are you speaking English?
I am speaking English. I guess what I'm getting at here is... He'll be very happy if gold is going to be used to cure cancer because it's going to shoot the price of gold.
Oh, it would, huh?
There's a method.
I'm not familiar with who you're talking about, by the way.
I'll get it for you during the break.
Please.
You're never familiar with what I'm talking about.
I'm really not.
I know what channels Dave Casella watches because last week he referenced a public service announcement against bullying that we'd never seen before.
Right.
Now he's referencing gold commercials.
You must watch like Hulu Plus or something.
I watch old guy TV.
I watch it too.
I've never seen TV.
I don't know what you're
talking about.
You
don't watch old guy TV.
I'm familiar with Montel Williams, as Peter has mentioned, because he does all the commercials for everything.
William Devane.
Oh, William Devane.
Devane.
Yes. I'm familiar with him.
You've never seen his commercial for gold?
Maybe a while ago, but it wasn't for gold.
It was for gold.
I remember Robert Wagner talking about...
reverse mortgages.
Yes.
No, not reverse mortgages.
Okay, that's all I recall.
Of course, he's my favorite reverse mortgage celebrity, Mr. Wagner.
He's fantastic.
Except for Fred Thompson.
Do you understand what a reverse mortgage is?
Of course I do.
I don't.
Could you explain it?
Well, is it easily explained?
Pretty much, but I want to hear about the gold cancer cure.
Professor Dror...
It sounds like voodoo so far.
No, this is true, because Google says so. Okay. Professor Dror Fixler is a physicist...
Sorry? Who?
Dror, D-R-O-R is his first name.
Well, this is just...
It's biblical.
This is impacting credibility immediately here, you know.
Dror.
And he's a what?
He's a physicist and a rabbi in Israel.
Okay, so...
Both.
Okay, so he's not an oncologist.
No.
No?
No.
He's a physicist.
Physicist and a rabbi in Israel.
You mean like the egg-headed guys on the Big Bang Theory. He's a physicist.
And a rabbi in Israel.
I watched the Big Bang Theory, too, Peter. That's where the Devane commercial came through.
You know, I've only seen that show once.
Oh, you have to watch
it. I hear great things about it. I watched it once on a plane.
It's a TV classic.
And...
I enjoyed it. I used to do a lot of traveling via plane, and I would watch the weirdest stuff on planes.
Really?
Which row?
Would you be in your seat or hiding somewhere on the plane when you were watching this stuff?
I don't want to talk about it. I'd be in my seat.
Okay.
Have you noticed that flight attendants are becoming less attractive?
Well, they're getting old.
They used...
It's a union.
They don't, like, turn them over?
They turn them over plenty. But
what I'm saying is... It used to be a physical attribute to being a flight attendant, and now...
We had a Hooters airline at one point. They may have had it briefly, but...
A Hooters airline?
Yes.
They would do very well.
Wow.
Although the aisles would have to be widened.
Yes.
Yes.
It would cut down on the need for flotation devices.
That too.
Yes.
Just hold on.
I'm a spit chocolate milk.
No, don't do that.
I think it's the chocolate milk affecting the young man here.
Yes, probably.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, for the second week in a row, an appearance live and in person from my dad.
There he is. Yeah, not your dad.
Mr. Zimbor is everyone's dad. Now, come on now.
Sounds like a situation comedy.
He is the Ward Cleaver of the South Shore.
That went over big with the crowd.
Just face that.
Anyway, so this rabbi is using a special mixture to find cancer in patients' throat and mouth.
Okay, hold on now. So we have a...
His brother was in a film like this.
Okie doke.
Thank you for my coffee. Thank you.
So what he's done is he's created a mouthwash that has gold in it.
Did he? This is his rabbi.
And a physicist at the same time. Excuse me, I've got to go fidget. it's a mixture, some kind of gold liquid thing, and it's a mouthwash. And if you have throat cancer or mouth cancer, you gargle with this on a regular basis, and he says it actually will cure the cancer.
So he's made sort of an antiseptic Goldschlager, is what he's done.
Yeah, drinkable gold.
And his name again?
Dror Fixler, Professor Dror Fixler.
That's a made-up name.
No. The doctor says
that
a message...
sounds like a porn name.
Check it out.
Well.
The doctor says the method hasn't been approved yet, but it's already...
No. Wait a minute now.
Yeah, it takes a little while. I think it takes a week.
have to work through those criminal indictments first, I think.
But it's already shown a success rate of more than 90%.
Uh-huh.
The BBC reports other scientists are using tiny gold spheres coated with chemotherapy drug and inserting them into brain tumor cells.
Oh, different. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're using the gold more as a delivery system.
The gold has properties. It owns properties in Florida.
Is this hooked into any sort of Kabbalah?
No.
A theory?
Not as much as you think.
No, I'm just curious. You know, the Jewish mystical...
No.
Teachings of the Kabbalah.
I say no. In several cases, the cancer stopped growing, and many of disease cells even died after some time. Human trials for that method...
You know, Ron,
yes?
if the patient dies, mm-hmm. it's technically accurate to report that the cancer died. So
what an attorney you are.
Do we know, in fact, that it was not the death of the patient that caused the death of the cancer cells?
Google is not specific.
90% is a pretty high cure rate.
It is.
That's huge.
You know what they say, and I always say that if you believe in something...
You always do say it.
I say it constantly. I say, hello, you know.
And then, you know.
You know, go right into it.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm chewing my sausage.
There are very few people. No, anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, I always say that if you believe in something... Have you ever heard about the clinical trials where they'll give one... percentage of this group,
right.
the real medicine,
right.
and the other percentage is just like water pills.
Yeah, they get screwed.
So to speak.
Oh, yeah.
However, they find that in a large percentage of the people that just take the water pills and not the medicine, they actually get cured.
Well known.
From no
the
medicine
placebo
whatsoever.
Effect.
The placebo effect.
The mind is a powerful thing.
That's the point.
Ah.
So if you believe something works, then it really can.
Sometimes it can.
Sometimes. Depending on how much you really believe.
It's a huge fraud.
Depends on what you actually have. I don't know.
I don't know.
I believe.
So you'll look into this. You'll call.
No, I'm not looking into it. That's the
you'll
end
call
of it.
Rabbi Dror.
No, I'm not going to call him. He's busy anyway on Saturdays.
Hmm. What about Sundays, the Sabbath?
He's available.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's available Sunday.
Is Sunday the Sabbath or Saturday?
For the Jew here. I don't know.
Ronald.
That's my T-shirt. You're the Jew here.
Ronald, you are the Jew here.
Uh-huh.
You are the resident member of the
Saturday.
Tribe.
I don't know, but I believe it's Saturday. It's been a while since I've entered into the house of worship.
I know. They've been calling me looking for you.
Can I ask you a personal question?
You can ask me anything you want.
Do you go to church?
No.
Peter?
No.
Do you know
no.
where it is?
Yeah, the one down the street from
right.
me.
Right. There you go. I don't know. I think it's a generational
thing.
I like to think I have a spiritual side.
Did your parents take you?
I do own the Reverend Spank You trilogy.
I know you do. Did your parents take you to church when you were younger?
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
Peter?
I went to a catechism, as they called it, every Saturday. Little Davy went to the catechism school.
Catechism school?
They called it catechism.
Hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's where, yes.
That you know. That's
we talked about that. You were spanked continually. And you did things on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the name of that nun?
Me Been Bad.
Me Been... Got really quiet. Again. Anyway, that's the gold story. How'd you enjoy that?
Seymour's loving this.
Well, his father is actually here.
He is here.
So I could ask Peter, did your parents take you to a house of worship when you were younger?
They didn't really take me to church, but every now and then my mom would get on a religious kick. Mm-hmm. And I remember her taking us to church one Sunday where everyone had, was it like a Palm Sunday or something? They were handing up palms, and we're like, what the hell? And everyone was dressed
up. That's what I call free tree day.
Free tree day. I thought it was free tree day, but mm-hmm. It was actually a Palm Sunday. And we get there, and everyone's all dressed up, and sure. We weren't dressed up, and people getting palms. And it pretty much ended that. I think I've told this before, but in second grade, I went to CCD.
And that's catechism, by the way, Ron.
Okay.
Back in the day, we used to call that catechism.
I didn't know what that was.
Catechism for younger kids, and then CCD.
So I went to CCD.
I'm translating for our Jewish friends.
And now you may continue.
I got my first. I went to my first communion. They thought I was an eloquent speaker, so they actually gave me a speaking role at my first communion experience at
really?
Our Lady of Lourdes. Yes. And then after my first communion, we were in CCD one day, and I said that I believed in reincarnation, which for the record, I do not believe in anymore. But in second, third grade, it seems like a cool concept.
It's an awesome
teacher
concept.
Teacher said to me, "You can't believe in that." And I said,
"You can't."
I'm sorry, you what?
She said, "You can't believe
you
that."
Can't.
And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "Well, because you're a Catholic, you can't believe that." And I said, "Screw you! I believe what I want." Told my mother.
Talked it a little hand. Booyah.
Told my mother that I wanted nothing to do with CCD ever again, and I wasn't going back, and she said, "All right, yeah, it's stupid." What was that?
That's wrong to say.
What's wrong to say? That's an enlightened thing to say.
Which part?
That we're done with this.
I'm talking about what the nun said to him.
I just said, "Mom, I'm like, Mom, listen, I don't believe any of this crap."
All right. You know, we're not supposed to talk religion on a.
I once assisted in the preparation of a first communion class
disease?
in the preparation for first communion. You know?
Yeah, does that mean you prepared the wafers?
No, I was hauled in. I went to go to pick up.
I'm sorry.
One of my daughters, because she was going through the class down at the local church.
Sure.
And I was hiding in one of the pews in the back of the church, waiting, you know, having a little nap, and the wonderful nun that was doing the lessons. Said, "We need a volunteer to play the priest." Just let me finish this before you jump on me here.
I'm just eating my potato.
No, I can see it in your eyes. You're going to jump on me. So I got to go into the confessional area there with other people. Okay, and they would send the kids in, one after the other, to practice how to do a proper confession. So they gave them something to say, and what they would have to say is, you know, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I lied, I cheated, and I stole." Okay, and then I would absolve them of their sins, and then they would leave. Half an hour later, we're up at the front of the church, and they bring in the head priest from the diocese because he's making a special visit. And he starts to go over with them how to go about doing this, and they start to repeat the same words. In other words, he says, "Kids, let's all do it." He says, "Okay, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I lied, I cheated, and I stole it." He goes, no, that's not what you do." So the indoctrination of the Catholic Church had put into these kids' heads, even though it was just practice, they didn't understand it, that they were to just admit that they had lied and cheated and stole.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they didn't understand.
I actually thought about, I didn't do this. I wish I had the stones to do this when I was in CCD back in the day, but I wanted to admit to something that I hadn't done, but that was just so gruesome and illegal.
That'd be a, you know
to
what?
The priest, because they told me, they said they can't tell anyone. I'm like, what if you killed someone?
They can't tell anybody.
So I wanted to just come up with some really awful crimes that I committed and confess to the priest that I had done them, just to gauge his reaction. When in actuality, the one and only time I went to confession, I had a San Francisco 49ers sweatshirt on. And the priest said, "Oh, you're a San Francisco 49ers fan." I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, I was a big Joe Montana fan." I said, "Yeah, me too." And we ended up talking about the San Francisco 49ers of the early 1990s.
In confession?
In confession for about 5 minutes, and that's all
blasphemous.
I did.
Then they talked about movies that they liked.
Was it a confession that you like Joe Montana?
I confess that I like Jerry Rice as well.
That's awesome.
That's misuse of a confession booth.
Did you eventually, like, I don't know, go over for dinner or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can't. Well, this was possible back then.
I don't know.
Were you in choir? Like, did you get a special seat?
No.
Sorry to say that. We shouldn't be talking about this. I'm very uncomfortable about talking about this because a lot of people are very religious, and they take great offense, and no matter what you say or no matter how much sense you may make or may not make, they are very offended by their belief system.
Well, let me just say this. I'm not insulting the belief system.
I'm not either.
If you'll notice.
Still.
Because I think that the Christian belief system is a beautiful belief system. I poke fun at the organization. I poke fun at the hierarchy. And I poke fun at the control freaks within that hierarchy. Mm-hmm. Not the
message.
That's
a fair enough point. I'll concede that.
Not the message.
Despite the heathen that I am, that David Casella points out, I am a...
I think religion is
you
very
are
important.
Either, but let me also point out to you that as you get older, and if you are blessed to have children, you'll become a lot more spiritual. Watch what happens.
I'll become a lot more spiritual.
Oh, no, there's absolutely no doubt that you will.
Ron just shook his head like, no.
Not at all. Not at least.
You will not admit it, okay, because you, sir, do not wish to share your deep inner workings. And I understand that. There's a very deep spiritual element to you that you have never been comfortable sharing. You shared it once with me about 6-7 years ago, you might recall, during the blessing of the fleet. No, you don't recall this.
In any event, I remember the fleet part.
I bet you do.
And the enema.
I bet you do.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
The thing that I don't
it's
like
okay
about...
It's okay for you to come out and just express your thoughts
on it.
It's
not okay for me to come out. What are you talking about?
You're deeply out of the closet, out of the closet and into the street. Okay?
With Gloria.
Being spiritual
Gloria.
Is really neat, Ron. Yeah. It's okay.
I have to explain
We're
to Gloria.
We're here with you. It's okay.
When I was 17 years old and I got my license, my dad gave me some, I don't know, it was a Jesus fish or something. I don't know what it was, but something you're supposed to put on the
What is that, by the way, that Jesus fish?
To protect you. It's the
what is that?
It's the symbol. It's the, what, it's
I thought it was just that you liked fishing and camping.
No. Okay. You know what, Peter, finish your story.
I said
then
Jesus
I'll explain
fish,
the fish.
But it was actually something more significant.
Seriously, I really don't know.
Catholicism.
Well, I can tell you what it is.
He said, this is for protection. And I went, I'm not putting this in my car. Like something you're supposed to put on the, what do you call it, the visor?
Well, you should have.
Well, the fuzzy dice. You'd have to take the fuzzy dice off.
I have to take the fuzzy dice
no.
off.
No.
Felt more protected by the fuzzy dice.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Is it that you're a Pisces?
The protection is not...
It would have been so disingenuous.
The protection that your father was offering you was not the fish. Your father was offering you the protection of his energy by giving you the fish. So if you had accepted it, it would have benefited you. It had nothing to do with the fish. It had to do with your father sending positive energy to protect you. You'll get this someday. The fish, hold, excuse me, right? That's it.
And he turns to the crowd.
I turn to the father.
Right.
Because I'm a, okay, so the reason why the fish is a symbol, as I understand it, is because in the early days of Christianity, the Christians were persecuted by the Romans.
Yes.
You see. And they had to meet secretly.
Right.
And they could not communicate easily.
Oh.
And so in order to inform each other as to where prayer meetings might be taking place,
they went to the fish market.
They would use certain symbols
to
identify a home where it was happening, and one of those was the fish.
All right.
That's where it comes from. It's
very convoluted.
It's a cosmic symbol. It's an absolutely cosmic symbol.
It's a cosmic fish, which would be a great name of a punk band.
It is a cosmic
fish. Then why are not the fish revered as sacred?
No. Nay. Again.
Because it was a symbol.
It's a symbol.
All right.
It's iconography.
But still, the symbol of the fish.
A symbol of what the fish could represent. Fish represents renewal. Fish represents evolution.
Then why kill them and eat them?
Here at Charlie's, they've got great fish.
They do have great fish here at
Charlie's. They seriously do.
And I think that there was a fish fry special Wednesdays.
I didn't read that.
Well, there is now.
You're looking for the early fish special.
Charlie better go buy him some haddock.
People are going to be around the
Wednesday.
Block. That's right. That's right, man.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Should we move on to a different news item?
Yeah.
All right. As fascinating as all that was.
It came from a story about gold curing cancer.
Oh, it really was. Convicted killer Jodi Arias is determined to prove herself innocent when she defends herself during the penalty phase of her trial.
Okay, hold on.
Yes?
Okay, so does Jodi understand that she's been found guilty?
Yes.
Okay. So
she's defending herself in the penalty phase.
But she's determined to prove herself what?
Innocent. She's still... No, she hasn't accepted the fact... She says, no, this was self-defense. They were wrong, the jury. And she's going with that.
Oh.
So that, okay. I don't know if that, the jury, and this is the same, this is a different jury, though.
Don't know.
It is a different jury.
All right.
And she's even hired a private investigator to help.
Really?
Guess who?
Mark
Schmetta.
Our private dick?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was public.
Now the public dick.
Arias, who's 34 years old, was convicted of slaughtering her ex-boyfriend, Travis Alexander, last year, and is currently awaiting the sentencing.
That boy went out hard, by the way.
Yeah, he sure did.
Let me just
man,
tell you
that
this,
was
boy.
Like
he went out.
Slaughter
you
time.
You don't want to go
well,
out that way.
Well, she was convicted for what was the term? Extreme?
Atrocity.
Yeah. Okay. The sentence could be the death penalty. After a judge ruled that Arias could represent herself, which I told you about last week.
You did.
The one-time blonde, one time, just one time, has been ordering the
that's
PR...
She was a hot blonde.
That's a newsworthy comment for the person writing that
yes,
news story to write.
Yes.
The one-time
One-time blonde.
Why not the one-time hot blonde?
That's in the next paragraph. I don't know.
What is this news source, by the way? Is this like TMZ?
I don't know.
Reuters.
Radar Online. One of those fine reporting online
real
things.
Journalists.
Yes. The
all
hard
the news
hitting.
That print to fit.
And the hair color. And all the
there
hair
you
colors.
Go. Oh, okay.
All the hair color you could want.
That should be a good slogan. All the news that's print to fit.
Yes, I like
print
that. Fit, yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay.
So,
there you go.
So she's ordering the PI to get statements from people she believes will corroborate her claim that Alexander physically abused her. She's still going with that.
Right.
Arias alleges that she was suffering from battered woman syndrome and snapped.
Yeah, that's what it
stabbing
was.
Stabbing Alexander a mind-blowing 29 times.
Yeah, she just 30, kept snapping, apparently.
30 would have been extreme.
Yeah.
Sources tell the Inquirer, we're getting into some real journalism
all right,
now,
then.
That she will pay the investigator using money she raises by selling her artwork, which, by the way, she traces.
Wonderful. Art by Arias.
Yes, that's
very
right,
nice.
Right.
That's right.
With thin paper.
That's right now. That's on the sixth floor of of MoMA.
Right. Although when you're a convicted killer, if you do anything, that's memorabilia.
I mean, seriously,
in our country,
well,
it's
look at
true.
The Gacy clown pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Gacy clown pictures are selling
clown
big.
Pictures.
Absolutely.
Big.
Sure.
Okay. Jody is a narcissistic sociopath.
I'm sorry.
What?
They're on a first name basis.
Jody.
Yeah. That's what it says
the
here.
Journalist.
That's someone's saying this.
Jody.
Jody is a narcissistic sociopath who believes the world revolves around her, Alexander's friend Chris Hughes says.
I see. It's a quote from...
Yes. All right. She relishes in the worldwide attention she's gotten in this case. That's absolutely true.
Who wouldn't?
On August 13th, Judge Sherry Stevens ordered Arias' longtime lawyer, Kurt Nurmi...
Sorry?
Kurt Nurmi.
Nurmi?
Yes. He used to be a Muppet.
Oh, I'm having flashbacks of schoolyard beating, yes, aren't you? I mean, yeah. Come on. Let's see.
For Kirk.
Nurmi.
She's ordered him to stay on the case as her advisory legal counsel. So she will be defending
sort
herself.
Of a stand by me, lawyer.
Stand by me.
Stand by me.
So that's
wow.
The deal. Yeah, huh?
Wow. Wow.
That's going to be fascinating. The problem is we can't watch it because it will not be televised.
No.
And... unfortunate side effect of this is that Ron will have nothing to tweet about. He has not tweeted since 2013 when he tweeted
about
the
that was the only tweet thing I had
what's
set
up.
Up.
You?
What's up with me?
And what?
Ketchup on his eggs.
Yes.
Now.
Oh,
I'm,
Peter,
now
we understand.
I'm so sorry,
I'm
Peter.
I'm so sorry, Peter. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Now I understand. We're mocking. No.
I believe his father did it as well, right?
I didn't know that it was a family tradition.
His
family
father
tradition.
Did it as well. His
I'll
pass it down to my children someday.
Yes, you will. Okay, you know what? I take it all back and I apologize.
All the way back to Joan of Arc.
All the way back. Way back.
Way back.
Way back, Sherman. Get in the machine. Here we go. No, you know, Ron.
My leg went to sleep because I'm sitting on my wallet and I've cut off my circulation.
You're boring it, Ron. You have to...
you're boring your leg.
We have to step it up, so to speak.
Step it up,
shake it out.
You are
boring your leg.
Shake it out.
So, all right. Well, that's enough about that as far as I'm concerned.
Let's Jody Arias, by the way, did not like her eggs with ketchup. Good people like there.
All right.
But do you like a pen pal? You like a pen pal?
Maybe.
What's the deal?
I bet she has tons of pen pals writing to her in prison.
And marriage proposals.
Yeah.
You stay away from her here.
Really, seriously.
You stay away.
And say you don't like photography.
That's
okay.
It was fun. Good times.
Yeah.
It reminds me, David, of way back in the 90s, the mid-90s, and we were covering the Simpson trial.
And we were.
We were.
Yes.
We were covering it.
Pretty much. Nobody covered it like us.
That's damn true.
We were like
true.
The Woodward and That's Bernstein of the O.J. case. You
Who
and
was
I.
Woodward? I feel more like Bernstein.
Of course. Because
I'm Jewish.
Well, of course.
Bless you.
Bless you.
The Jew just blessed you.
That's right. Yes. That's special.
It's wonderful.
I'm also a rabbi.
And a physicist.
And a physicist as well.
Yes.
And I also work at a convenience store.
You know, Ron, just look at Ron's look. He would make a pretty badass rabbi, wouldn't he?
Oh, wicked.
A badass rabbi.
Yeah.
You see, Ron has the sort of a morphing look, really. He's got.
I have many looks.
No, you look as though you could be a jazz trumpetist.
A trumpetist.
A trumpetist.
Yeah.
Trumpet player.
Right.
You
or,
do. You look
or.
Like a jazz man.
Sure. Yeah.
Look like a real cool jazz
right
man.
Right man.
Perhaps a man with deep spiritual abilities.
A man at a poetry reading at some trendy coffee club with the drums.
Yes, with the bongos. I could see that, too.
I hate that. I hate that.
And, of course...
hate bongos.
As your brother from another mother, Mr. Skitch Henderson, used to say.
I look like Skitch Henderson.
I love Ron.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I always
you
wanted
no
to be?
You who Skitch Henderson is, do
no
you, son?
No, you don't.
Skitch Henderson is.
During the break.
You can't even
I'll
really explain it.
No, you can't.
It's not really explainable.
No. What did Skitch Henderson actually do?
He was... He had a vocal group.
While you're doing that, I'm going to Google him.
Okay,
so
Google him. He had a vocal group of people that couldn't really sing too well, and then I think there was a little band, but I think it was more the vocal group, and he'd be a sing-along thing, and he'd be the conductor of a sing-along, and that's what he did. He had a beard, like I do, but a little pointier, and he was an odd-looking man. He looked like James Lipton from that TV
Inside
show.
The Actors Studio.
Yeah.
A thinner version of
yeah.
James Lipton.
That's the best way I can describe him physically.
Let's try to get we have some photos.
And and it'd be a sing along, and he had had a TV show where people would sing along.
Here's a clip. Here, hold on, Peter.
All right. Do you have the audio there?
Skitch Henderson.
Mr. Skitch Henderson.
Yeah.
Circa 1960.
Yeah. Oh, that's really old.
Separated at birth.
Because when he got a little bit older than that, I remember him with more scruggly. Don't touch.
Turn them up.
Don't touch that.
Get away from me. It's my iPhone.
Can I thank you publicly for something that you brought in this morning?
Please do. You know I enjoy public adulation.
You brought a bag of marijuana.
A burp.
No, a burp. It's a
good
Ziploc.
Herb.
And you have an herb garden in your
I do.
Backyard, apparently.
I'll have a hit. Young lady, hold on. Can I say that Charlie's Restaurant has the best waitress?
She really does. She is. Do we even know her name?
On the South Shore.
Do you know her name?
Gloria.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's her. Nice.
Good no, that is not Gloria.
Oh.
That's a wonderful young lady.
What's her name?
I haven't officially introduced myself.
You'll see it
it's
on
a wonderful
the check,
waitress.
The smiley face check.
You see, a good waitress is like good government, Ron. All right? You don't even know she's there. But necessary things happen appropriately and well. You see? That's how she is. She's the stealth waitress. She's in, she's out, she does her thing.
Stealth waitress.
The ninja stealth waitress, yeah. If I may say so. Anyway, where were we now? You were talking. You were giving me praise. Let's get back to that.
Yeah. You enjoyed that part.
I'd like to.
Do you have
dwell
an herb,
on that?
Do you
we
have
can.
An herb garden in your backyard?
I have an enormous herb garden.
And you have all kinds of herbs in it.
Statuary. It has its own wishing well. It's a wonderful, tranquil.
But you grow herbs. Are they in like flower pots or in the ground?
No, in the ground. It's an herb garden.
All right, stop.
It's an actual garden.
So
it's an herb shop.
And what herbs? Do you have in the bag?
Well, Ron, today, mm-hmm. for your
what are the herbal pickings today?
Pleasure. And by the way, Zimbor also got a bag of the same herbs.
Yes. Who doesn't cook, by the way?
Why don't you give those to Dad now? Because they're just going to rot.
That's where they're going to go.
They're just going to rot in your back seat.
Open that up and take a whiff. And then tell me if you want to open up a dispensary somewhere.
I've known that my dad's loved good herbs since he went to that Steely Dan concert when I was like 5.
Booyah, Daddy.
Yeah. Very nice. Do you cook? No. Okay.
Well, we'll do something.
All right, fine.
Rosemary is very good over Cheerios, Peter. Try it.
Well.
But okay. She'll kick and scream for an hour. All right. But no, thank you.
In your bag, you've got the basil. Yeah. You've got the rosemary. You've got the thyme. You got a little mint.
I got the thyme.
If you got the thyme, I got the herbs, baby.
This is a crazy show.
It's wacky.
We're just kind of like doing
thyme,
stuff.
I've got the herbs. Oh,
break out
Let's
the banjo.
Make lots of money.
I wish you had a banjo.
Well, pretty soon.
Peter's buying
soon,
a banjo.
Soon he will do.
Yeah.
Have you decided? Are you going to do like a study of bluegrass picking? You
gonna be doing? Oh yeah. That?
You have to do that.
Yeah.
You
I'm going to learn the entire Steve Martin albums. So that's my banjo icon.
That wonderful.
That's not wonderful.
Steve Martin is a banjo virtuoso, right?
He is. He's a wild and crazy guy as well.
Look at him make the face.
He plays the banjo. No, I don't know how virtuoso-y he is.
No. Steve Martin
is like Woody Allen plays the clarinet.
Negative.
I mean, it's
no,
okay.
That
it's
is
good.
Absolutely incorrect. You are completely wrong. Steven Martin, my friend. Not my brother, Stevie. Mm. Separate matter.
Gotcha.
Virtuoso, banjoist.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Or banjoni.
Not going to argue with you.
That's what the business call those who played the banjo.
Not going to argue with you. That's for damn sure.
Soon Zimbor will be a banjoni.
I'll bring my banjo next week.
Yeah. He'll do a little picking for us.
A little picking.
Would you bring your banjo here to this place?
I would.
While people are eating breakfast and everything?
Sure.
What the hell?
He'll do a little Deliverance theme song for us.
Yeah.
It's about all anybody knows on the banjo.
Oh, but no.
Besides
their
Steve
styles.
Martin
I mean,
thing.
Classic bluegrass music. Wonderful.
Swanee tunes. River?
Swanee River.
Swanee
River is more of a strumming sort of a...
Well, is that what you do on a
way
banjo?
Way down a pond. No, you pick. No?
You got to pick it.
You picked a banjo.
I should be familiar with that.
Different picking styles and different techniques.
I got a couple of picking styles.
I've seen it.
I got a bag of those for you. All right, fine.
He loves me. He really loves me.
Doesn't that. Lord Charlie's Restaurant and Diner, which is located at the mouth of Brockton High School, at the entrance.
At the mouth of the Bitey Brockton High.
Oh, it was a terrible evening. And the waves were.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful place. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast special as low as $3.59 with just about everything included. And great lunches of every kind of food and taste that you could possibly want. And dinner as well. Make Charlie's your favorite place. That's where you'll find us every Wednesday from 7:30 until around 9 a.m. doing this sit-down thing. Have breakfast with us that you pay for. And be wonderful.
Damn straight they pay for.
Oh, damn straight.
They want to sit with us. They're buying the meal.
And today I had all of David's sausages.
You did it. You ate every one of them.
I ate all but a half.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I love sausages.
I do
They're
too.
Nature's perfect little meat.
They really are.
Because they're rolled up in a little casing. And it's fun to watch them stuff it.
Okay.
Mm?
It's all right, Ron.
It's true.
Sure.
Did you ever watch somebody stuff a sausage in sausage casing?
Sure.
It's second only to people making meatballs with their bare hands.
I made a batch. By the way, I made...
not talking about the year, about
I made some wonderful bolognese sauce over the weekend. I made
Why don't you just say spaghetti
two
sauce?
2 gallons, because it's not just spaghetti. It's because those who actually understand
What's
what
the
I'm
difference?
Talking about...
What's the difference?
It's a meat sauce.
Well, they put some meat in the sauce. What's
bolognese
that?
Sauce is a meat sauce.
Right.
You are a heathen.
From the...
You are a heathen.
Is it a province?
And I made... Pardon me?
Is it a
Bologna.
Province?
Bologna.
Seriously.
Oh, my goodness. You know, not to get back to the Jody Arias thing, but I have to because, and you'll see why in a minute.
All right.
They are doing another movie on her.
Oh.
They're doing another movie. Jody Arias, The Later Years.
I see.
You know
who
they are considering for the lead role in that. Ms. Fran Drescher.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Yes. There's a trailer out now of Fran.
Yes.
It's the execution scene.
I see. My God.
And Fran says, pretty much. Yeah. So that just brought Fran back to my mind. We don't have to talk about it long. How is the private dick doing in finding Fran?
Oh, there
any developments on
it? No, there have been no developments. All the dicks that I hire fail at a point.
What camp was it again?
I think it was Camp Crystal Lake. I'm not sure.
I was going to say Camp Krusty, but that was an episode of The
Simpsons. I was going to say Camp Crystal Meth, because he can't remember anything about this.
That's kind of true. No, it's not true. I've never done that. I don't know what that is. I seriously don't.
You haven't done Crystal Meth.
Oh, God, no.
But you have done Fran Drescher.
I don't know.
Oh, I think you
do. I don't think so.
I believe
I don't remember
have.
Doing
I
it.
I think now you're blocking.
I think I'd remember. God got back at her for her good looks, I'll tell you that.
Well,
I would like.
There's just this. There will always be, and I don't know why it is that I focus in on this because, well, I think it's because I just love you and I want you to be happy.
Peter, stand by. Don't go anywhere.
And I've known you for so very long.
Yeah.
And I feel that this is a part of your life that needs some closure, that needs, and I think it could open up. Just a tremendous possible friendship, with a renewal of a friendship with Ms. Drescher, who now is out in the Hollywood Hills, I think, right? Is she out?
She's happy. Leave her alone. And I don't
think how much happier she could be, though.
I know.
You bring sunshine into our lives. Yeah.
Around what time would have been this camp experience?
About 3:30.
No, uh-huh. No. Like uh-huh. decades,
I'm sorry.
Years.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
After crafts.
After crafts.
He nailed Fran after making a...
A handbasket.
A handbasket.
Fran was a nurse's assistant.
Thereafter to be known as the Fran basket, by the way. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
She was a nurse's assistant with no nursing background. She simply helped out. She helped out.
I'm sure
she had very kinky hair.
Uh-huh.
And give me a time frame of this.
What year, he wants to know.
All right, 3:30 to 5.
What year, he wants to know.
Oh, man.
72?
Yeah, sounds right. Sounds right, 72.
72, which is 3 years after the Summer of Love.
Something like that.
Right?
And we were friends. We talked a lot.
Summer of Lust.
Lust. We talked. Every summer was a Summer of Lust for Ron. That was the only reason that Ron liked to go. Oh, how can you go to summer?
Get those fuzz guitars going.
If you went to summer camp and you didn't have some type of a learning experience in the rectal... If you didn't have some guy... Oh, wait, that was the other camp.
Thank you, Counselor Jim.
That's the other camp. No, if you didn't have some kind of
so
sexual...
So that's first aid, huh? Wow.
If you didn't hook up with your first girl or whatever in summer camp, then you shouldn't have gone to summer camp, because that's what that was about. It was discovering your body.
Is that what Dad told you?
What?
The hell is this all? Yeah, that's not what
it's
about.
That's what got me
it's
on the bus.
It's about good.
No, it's not. It's not about good
learning
anything.
Learning and outdoors.
We spent most of the day trying to figure out how to get across the lake to the girls' camp.
Yeah.
And we would do that at night, and it would be like rescue missions, like Navy SEALs. Mm. Seriously, it was like that. It was planned accordingly. And we'd sneak into the girls', they call them bunks, the cabins. And we would have a wonderful few hours until about every hour or two, the counselors would walk around with flashlights and go into the cabins and check everything was okay.
So like Hogan's Heroes.
Yes. So you had to
with these
space
spotlights.
Things. Yes. Well, flashlights.
No.
So you had to time things just perfectly. And it was some wonderful, wonderful experiences.
How was it possible to do that with Fran, though, at night in the bunk?
I don't think I did it with Fran. That's my point. I don't think it went that far with her.
What do you mean you don't think?
Ah.
What do you mean you don't think?
I don't think.
Let me just say this to you.
Okay. I remember doing things, but not with her.
Look, you're a guy.
Yeah.
I'm a guy.
Sure.
Zimbor's a guy.
So.
Zimbor's dad's a guy.
Sure.
Okay. You either remember, it either happened or it didn't, and you remember.
I think it didn't.
It could, because you would remember.
I don't think it did. I did see her after the camp was over. I did.
Why do you say that you don't think it did?
Because I don't remember doing it.
That's not...
I remember doing it with other things.
I am
things.
Not buying into that. You would know.
I remember the other young ladies, but I don't remember
this
doing it with her.
This means to me that it probably happened, and you're just trying to protect Ms. Drescher's good reputation by leaving it possibly ambiguous.
No, I don't think
here.
It really happened. I did remember going out to visit her in Canarsie.
I'm sorry?
Canarsie.
Is that where she lived?
At that time, she was in Flushing, and then she moved to Canarsie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I visited her. And
you went to her home?
Her parents' home.
Her parents' home?
With her parents.
What kind of a home did young Fran Drescher
don't remember.
Live in? You remember every detail.
It was nice. It was an apartment.
See, he's lying.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Young Zimbor, as you know, I am a trained litigator, and therefore used to seeing certain untruths when somebody is testifying. Listen carefully to how he says this. First, he says he does not remember where she lived. Now we know it was in an apartment. What kind of an apartment was it?
In the building. That's where everybody lived in New York.
Was it a nice place?
I don't remember. I mean, yeah. I don't remember it being a dumpy.
Did you meet the father?
I don't remember. No, her parents were not home.
Really?
I remember that.
Really?
Yes, that I do recall. Okay. That I do recall.
Now, how old would you have been at this time?
I would never go to somebody's house where the parents were home.
No. Really?
Yeah. Ever.
Oh, you were a dangerous young man.
I don't like parents.
You were a dangerous young man.
At that age, I didn't like parents. They were intimidating to me, and I couldn't be myself, so I would never do that.
Okay.
I would do it when they were away.
How old were you then when you traveled?
I don't know.
Traveled to Canarsie?
72. I have no idea.
16.
15. I was a fetus. I don't recall.
This is getting very dangerous.
I was like, yeah.
See how uncomfortable he's looking right now?
I'm going to do some research between now and next Wednesday.
Yeah, all you have to do is ask, look her up with a private dick and find out, did she go to summer camp in upstate New York to a place where there was a lake, and was she a nurse's assistant? If the answer is yes to those things, Bajunga. Then that's her.
I think, again, and I'm not going to, and maybe we could leave the topic after this, is I have offered you in the past. It's a standing offer. I have a feeling that young Zimbo here would join us, as I'm sure would Crazy Mike Pava. The concept of renting a Cadillac convertible red and doing a road trip in search of Fran Drescher. I think we would all do that for you.
You would rent a Cadillac converter?
I would rent a cherry red Cadillac convertible for you, and we would do a 3,000-mile trek across the country in search of Fran Drescher.
All right, fine.
All right.
I kind of don't want to go. I have to go?
You kind of have to go.
Well, I kind of don't want to do it.
You kind of have to go.
I kind of don't want to sit in the car with three other guys across the country.
Well, you could ride shotgun.
Kind of don't want to go.
There's always the trunk. It's a very roomy trunk in a...
It is, isn't it?
In a classic cherry red.
Complimentary drinks and the limo and stuff.
Complimentary drinks and the limo.
As much as you make it sound so attractive, I still don't want to go.
We know you love the vodka water.
Yeah, I do.
He does love the vodka.
We're actually running out of time.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fun.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. That's the story of my life. That's a wonderful experience. Okay, bye. Peter Zimbor, ladies and gentlemen, you remember him from the PM and the AM. He does some incredible interviews, by the way. It's become his forte.
Huge.
So we'll look forward to some of those. David Cassell is an attorney in the Metro South area and has been doing the show here with me on Wednesday since 1995, something like that.
1995.
And 95 as well.
Yes.
Right on 95.
It's going to be a 20th year anniversary next year.
I'm going to get you some herbs, too, then.
Thank you, brother.
All right. It's so nice. Have a wonderful day and evening. Take care. Thank you.